Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
You would just move, Father God, tonight as you never have before, Lord God. I just thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the title of my message with the theme called Rise Up, I really looked at the life of a warrior part. And the title that the Lord gave me was Alarmed to Worship. And we're going to be in 2 Chronicles 20 tonight. But the Lord, he always likes to change things up on me the last minute. So I'm going to go ahead and be obedient to what he called me to do as far as my life and my worship. So a little bit about me. Me and my husband, we've been married for 11 years. And we've had a lot of trials in our lives. Not that everything has been bad, because God is good and he's always faithful. But one particular trial that I want to talk about is a trial that happened a year ago or a year and a half ago. So through our 11 years, there's been a lot of issues as far as having a baby. And so after about 9.5 years, me and my husband, we finally got pregnant. And long story short, we ended up losing the baby. And I was devastated. I was devastated to the point where I contemplated fleeing from the Lord. Contemplated. But as I contemplated that, I thought to myself, where would I go? So the worship part in this was a hard thing for me to do, but I had to push in that worship. And the only reason why I did not flee from him, the only reason why I did not leave him was because of that worship. There was a time when me and my husband were sitting in the room a couple of days after, and he turned on a song, and I pushed myself into worship. Even through all the tears, through all the pain, I pushed myself into worshiping the Lord, because in that worship, it frees you from everything that you're thinking about, everything that may have happened. It frees you from that. And even though after that it still hurt, it began to take me through that process of healing. So the Lord just wanted me to share that with you. No matter how hard it gets, no matter what you go through, continue to push into his presence. Continue to spend time with him. Because even though things are hard, he loves us so much. He loves us unconditionally. No matter how we act, no matter what we're thinking, he will always love us. And no one can love us like how the Lord can love us. Amen? Amen. Amen. So getting to the message that's called Alarm to Worship, I'm going to start with the definition of alarm. So alarm is a sudden fear or distressing suspense caused by awareness of danger, apprehension, or fright. An automatic device that serves to call attention to rouse from sleep or to warn of a fire, smoke, or an intruder. So, in other words, an alarm makes us rise up. So if you were sleeping in your bed in the nighttime and all of a sudden you hear your smoke detector going off, you're going to rise up. You're going to get out the bed. You're going to go do something, check it out, do whatever you need to do. So just know that the Lord, he puts that natural alarm system in us. And that natural alarm system, when danger comes around, especially in the natural, it'll either cause us to fight or it'll either cause us to flee. And so not all the time in the natural are we supposed to fight. Sometimes we got to flee. And so I'm going to give you this situation to where I had to flee one time, and I'm kind of laughing because my husband always teases me about this, but there was one summer when we celebrated 4th of July, when we celebrated 4th of July with one of the friends of the family. And we were at his house, and he was a firefighter or maybe a chief or something. I forget what exactly his title was, but he always did it big in his neighborhood. And so it got nighttime. We were sitting on the chairs watching the fireworks, and all of a sudden they lit the fireworks, and then all of them fell over, and they started shooting towards us. So I got up out of there. I knocked Che and our grandpa over, who was like 70-something years old. I knocked them both over like a football player because I was trying to get up out of there because I did not want to get burned. But saying this, when we get into the spiritual realm, the Lord always wants us to fight. In the natural realm, we got to flee sometimes. But in the spiritual realm, when the enemy is attacking on every side, we always have to fight. Amen. So now we're going to go into the definition of worship. Worship, reverent honor, a homage paid to God or a sacred person, or to any object regarded as sacred. This worship and honor is supposed to be a lifestyle. It's not supposed to be on our daily checklist where we're like this. Yep, I got this done today. I got this done. I'm going to get this done the next day. It's supposed to be a lifestyle. Our lifestyle is supposed to honor the Lord. In our thoughts, we're supposed to honor the Lord. In our actions, we're supposed to honor the Lord. What we do in our secret time is supposed to honor the Lord. When we think that no one's looking, we're supposed to honor the Lord. Amen. So we're going to go into 2 Chronicles 20. And it's about when Jehoshaphat defeats Moab and Ammon. And before I start reading, please excuse the pronunciation of some of these names in here, because it's a little hard at times with these names. So 2 Chronicles 21 through 4 says, before I get there, I want to pose this question. What would you do if you saw a vast army coming to attack you with seemingly no way of escape? Would you be alarmed to fight, or would you be alarmed to flee? So now we can go to 2 Chronicles, verse 21 through 4, and this is from the NIV. After this, and when they say after this, Jehoshaphat, he had appointed judges over the nation, so it was talking about after he did that. So after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, with some of the Midianites, came to wage war against Jehoshaphat. Some people came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the Dead Sea. It is already in Hazon Tamar, that is in Gedi." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. So these people, they were desperate. They were in desperation for the Lord. And they were willing to do anything and everything so that the Lord will move on their behalf, so they wouldn't get killed by this vast army that was coming to attack them. So when situations come with a plan to destroy us, it's okay to be alarmed. It's okay to have that fear come up, because that's a natural feeling that comes up in us so that the Lord gives us so that we can fight or flee, like I said in the beginning. But in this situation, the Lord wanted them to fight in their worship, to fight in their fasting, to fight in their prayer. Amen? So after this, after they begin to fasting, after Jehoshaphat told them to fast, he sent up a prayer to the Lord, crying out to him in desperation. And after he prayed, one of the Israelites, his name was Jehaziel, he prophesied. The Lord gave him a word. And let's go to 2 Chronicles 20:15-7. He said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem. This is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." See, all the things that we go through, we think we can, sometimes we think that we can do it, but we have to remember that the battle is always God. He is always for his people. He will never fail us. He will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. Amen. "Tomorrow, march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jerel. You will have to fight. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." So anytime the Lord repeats himself in a prophecy, you know that's an important thing to do. He told them twice, do not be discouraged, do not be afraid. He told them two times. So that tells me that's what they're supposed to, they're not supposed to be afraid. They're not supposed to be discouraged. They're supposed to trust and put their hope in the Lord. Amen? And that's exactly what we're supposed to do. We're going to go ahead and go to 2 Chronicles 18:23. Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. With a very loud voice. Hallelujah! Hallelujah, God. You're worthy, oh God, you're worthy, oh God, hallelujah, God. You're awesome, oh God, you're awesome, oh God, hallelujah, God. When we're in that desperation for the Lord, we don't want to be quiet about it. When we need him to do something, we don't want to be quiet about it and sit down as business as usual. Hallelujah, God.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
We want to worship him with all that we have. We want to give him our all. We want to show him that we love him. We want to show him that we trust him. But the thing is, even when we're not going through something, we're supposed to do that anyway. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He wants us to get that up to that place where when things are good, we're worshiping him. When things are bad, we're worshiping him. When things are okay, we're worshiping him. He wants us to be with him all the time, spending all that time with him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because he's so worthy all of the time. He's so good all of the time. Hallelujah, God. He will meet our needs all of the time. And it should not have to take a situation or a circumstance for us to worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus. But some things are going to come that will rise up an alarm for us to worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, 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 God. Awesome, 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 God. Righteous, 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 God. Going back to the word, it says, early in the morning, they left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah, and people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God, and you will be upheld. Have faith in his prophets, and you will be successful." After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy, worthy, worthy God. As they begin to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. So the Lord confused the enemy because of his people's worship. The Lord confused the enemy because they did not make their problem bigger than their God. Because our God is bigger than every situation and circumstance that we will face in this life. Because he is always faithful. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Going back to the word, the Ammonites and Moabites rose up against the men from Mount Seir to destroy and annihilate them. After they finished slaughtering the men from Seir, they helped to destroy one another. So I'm going to give you a little history about the Ammonites and the Moabites. So when the Israelites came up out of Egypt, the Lord told them not to destroy the Ammonites and Moabite territory. And I believe that the Lord did this was because he had a plan for the future. He spared those Moabites and Ammonites back then because he had a plan for his people, for a future generation, so they can see how their worship and how their reverence unto the Lord, what it would do and how God would move in that. And how many of you know that the Lord will set up things in the past so he can get the glory? Not so we can get the glory, but so he can get the glory in the future. Hallelujah. How awesome is that? He sets up things in our past so that he can get the glory in the future. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So he told his children no, so that there can be a yes for the future generation. And how many of you guys who have children here, you tell your children no, not because you're trying to be mean, but because you don't want them to get hurt and you want what's best for them. And that's the same way our daddy does us. He tells us no sometimes, and then something, because he has a plan for the future and he doesn't want us to get hurt. He always has a proper time for everything because his timing is perfect. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to go ahead and go to 2 Chronicles, still in 2 Chronicles 20. We're going to go to verse 24 through 30. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooks the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies laying on the ground. No one had escaped. So that vast army that was coming to attack because of their worship, none of them escaped. So when the enemy comes and surrounds us with all his schemes and everything, know that none of those things will prevail in our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we're worshiping and honoring the Lord with our lifestyle. Hallelujah, Jesus. But even in that, his grace and his mercy is still over us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Even if we get it wrong sometimes, his grace and his mercy and his love for us is so everlasting and it's so good that many times he does it anyway. But he wants us to get in that place of trust. He wants us to get in that secret place, that secret time of worship with him, so that we can do it right. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and also articles of value, more than they could take away. There was so much plunder that it took them 3 days to collect it. On the fourth day, they assembled in the Valley of Baraka, where they praised the Lord. This is why it is called the Valley of Baraka to this day. Then, led by Jehoshaphat and all the men of Judah and Jerusalem, returned joyfully to Jerusalem. First, they were filled with fear, and their fear turned to worship. But now they're worshiping them because they got the victory. Now they're worshiping him because they feel joyful because they won. Not because of them, but because of their God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. They entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lyres and trumpets. The fear of God came on all the surrounding kingdoms. And when they heard about how the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given them rest on every side. So worship, remember when I was telling you a little bit about my testimony? My mind was going because I was mad at God. My mind was going and it made me want to leave God. But when I begin to worship him, it gave me that peace that surpasses all understanding, that rest. And when you allow the Lord to be your resting place, there's no better feeling than that. Because no one can do us like how the Lord our God can do us. No one has kept us like how the Lord our God has kept us. Hallelujah, God, because he's so worthy and so awesome and so righteous and so true. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's the God who says, give me your dreams. Because that's what I believe he did to me. Give me your dreams and make me bigger than what your dreams are. And I will do the rest if you worship and honor me and reverence me. Hallelujah, Jesus. So in closing, when you see the enemy coming from all angles and it seems like there's no way of escape, be alarmed to worship, knowing that the Lord will fight your battles. Remember, as it said in Proverbs 21:31, the horse is made ready for battle, but victory rests with the Lord. So rise up and be alarmed to worship. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.